What is the concept behind a device driver? If you are curious about the workings of a device driver, read the article to learn more about its implementation and practice. Introduction. During the early programming days, your microcontroller's devices or peripherals, such as an ADC, UART, SPI, or timer, can straightforwardly be controlled through register manipulation. However, now, different development environments, most notably the Arduino IDE, eliminate the necessity of directly accessing such registers. They already provide a simpler, more convenient way of doing this through their rich set of user-friendly APIs. These APIs came about all thanks to techniques learned from software layering. One particular layer, the hardware abstraction layer, has helped developers implement microcontroller peripherals in a more generalized and easy-to-understand way. This implementation method allows compatibility on different chip series and versions and configuration in an ordered manner. As microcontrollers became more powerful, they embraced operating systems concepts, like FreeRTOS. With this, additional methods are implemented to take control of your device. The device drivers and the other substantial layers, shell, RTOS, OS, etc., take care of this process. These layers provide developers ease of programming sophisticated microcontroller devices. The hardware abstraction model. The reason for the ease of access of your devices or peripherals from your application while maintaining efficiency, performance, and portability is through a hardware abstraction layout. An example of such a layout found in popular development environments is LL or lower level layer, HAL or hardware abstraction layer, device driver layer, lower level layer, L. The lower level layer comprises functions and macros directly acting on the peripheral device registers. LL has the lowest level of access to these registers. With this, they are optimized for speed and code size. LL directly interacts with the HAL layer. Hardware abstraction layer, HAL. HAL has added benefits over LL because it's made for portability and ease of configuration implementation. You'll see that you can use HAL to configure a wide range of your chipset series. The SHAL functions macros also have a detailed sequence of steps to configure your device. After that, it also has detailed steps to operate your device. Device driver layer. Device drivers manage your peripherals devices as they are used by an operating system such as RTOS. An operating system usually has multiple processes or tasks in the background as you operate your device. Additionally, different tasks might access your devices at the same time. With this, you should have a device driver to handle such things. Example: device driver application. UART driver in ESP-IDF. Here is a typical application of a UART driver in ESP-IDF using their example code. Here, you'll see three parts, all using the hardware abstraction model previously discussed. UART peripheral and pin configuration, LL and HAL. UART driver installation, device driver layer. UART operation through RTOS tasks, application layer. The init function configures as well as installs the UART driver. Inside the init function, the peripheral configuration is separate and can be broken down further into two functions, namely uart_param_config and uart_set_pin. Looking closely at uart_param_config, you'll see several HAL functions. If you now go inside one of the HAL functions, like uart_HAL_init, you'll see several low-level LL functions which reiterates the hardware abstraction model. The UART device driver installation is also in a separate unit in uart_driver_install. Looking closely at the prototype of this function, you'll see some RTOS-related primitives, like qsize and uart_q, included in the parameters, indicating the uart_driver_install function is essential for the UART peripheral to work correctly with the operating system. Finally, you'll get to operate your UART peripheral in a thread-safe manner by creating user-defined transmit or receive tasks in main. For more information and resources such as code snippets, diagrams, videos, images, tables and graphs, head to phippselectronics.com and look up the blog article titled What is the concept behind a device driver? Phipps Electronics is an Australian online electronics retailer offering thousands of products. Have a browse today at phippselectronics.com.